the city to recommit to commitments that were made at the height of the Defund the Police movement. And we're trying not to lose steam. And this is an incredibly important step. Hopefully our emails are helping. There's a pro-cop email campaign, and we're trying to do our best to combat it. This is definitely not the most important type of organizing that we're doing, but it really is important for us to fight on kind of the platforms that we have available to us. And that just happens to be the internet right now because of the pandemic. And it takes a minute. If you have some time, you can find the template on Twitter or on Facebook or even on Instagram, and you can send it. And you'll even find a really nice reply usually from Councillor Swanson, who again is the loveliest person ever. And I think really embodies the values that we have here at the SJC of being unabashed in her commitment to social justice and being extremely bold in what she asks for. And I think that in building these communities, it's important for us. And one of the things that we can do is enact one of the things that she says a lot, and I think resonates a lot with me, and that's you can't get what you want unless you ask for what you need. And it's the job of organizations, it's the job of people who are allies in these struggles to ask for what could make our world more just, to ask for the removal of policing, to ask for a lack of tuition increases. It's our job to be radical and bold in these demands. Again, if we're just imagining these worlds and we aren't doing the job of enacting it, we're not going to get anywhere. So please do send this email template. It'll move us a step forward to a more just city and a more just province. Hopefully in the near future, we'll have a city devoid of policing and a city that really values human life, that doesn't fund an institution that's armed with machines that are designed to kill people, that disproportionately is violent against Black and Indigenous people, that criminalizes poverty, that is proud about its role in criminalizing poverty. And hopefully your minute will help us in that fight.
Thank you. And thank you for that plug. I do find your email templates extremely helpful. Well, thank you so much for spending the time and for all of your insights, and also especially for all of the work that you're doing for the community at UBC and beyond. I really appreciate your organizing and what you're doing for all of us.
Thank you. I'm super honored to share space with both of you, and thanks for all your work in making this happen.
It's my absolute pleasure to be meeting with you both. So thank you very much.
Thanks so much. And for doing this important work. And I'm a huge fan of the 24 Hours of Student Power. I think it's great.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya,
and the Skakuya, Talitin, Homasquim, Astale. Hello! I hope that you have all been enjoying 24 Hours of Student Power thus far. My name is Olivia Cox, and I'm here with my good friend Jaden Kalenny today to talk a little bit about her life experience as a musician. So, Jaden, hello. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Hi, yes, okay, about myself. So I'm studying at UBC. I am in psychology. I am 21 years old and I am a singer-songwriter. I've been doing music for as long as I can remember. Since I could talk, I came out singing. That's me.
Cool, yeah. So my next question was going to be, how long have you been involved in music? But apparently you popped out singing. Do you have an early memory of when it like really clicked for you that this is what you wanted to be doing?
You know what? Yes. So I went to an art school, Langley Fine Arts in Vancouver, well, Fort Langley. And I was in, so we would do like dance, drama, music, band, choir, like all of those things. And I remember performing. We had a rainbow choir. I don't know if everybody else had that, but we had a rainbow choir, so we'd all wear colored t-shirts, and I got one of the first solos. So I remember singing, and I sang in front of like, I think it was like 800 people, and I came off the stage, and everybody was like, that was so great, like, great job. And my family was like, oh, wow, like, she really can sing. And then just ever since then, I've been doing it full time. Like, this is what I do.
That is so cute. I've literally never heard of a rainbow choir before, but I can only imagine how adorable that would be.
Yes, it was. It was pretty cute. Yeah, all the colored t-shirts and yeah.
So you started out with rainbow choir, but how would you say that your style as a musician has changed over the years now that you're a full-grown adult in university?
Yeah, so, you know, okay, so when I was younger, I wasn't playing any instruments, so I wasn't doing a whole lot of songwriting. Like, it was like, you know, writing about, I don't know, really useless things. What do we write about when we have no life experience, right? So I was writing a little bit when I was younger, and then I started taking voice lessons and piano lessons. And then after that, I actually had stopped and I switched out of the art school. And so I kind of lost touch with like songwriting and stuff for a little while there. And then, yeah, once I got back into it and started playing guitar is when it all kind of changed for me. I started doing a lot of that like singer-songwriter, like just a girl and her guitar type vibe. But over time, like most recently, I find myself doing a lot of like R&B, R&B pop type styles, and definitely singing about a lot of different things. So basically, I started out like writing about breakups. I always joke I'm like a fake Taylor Swift a little bit. Like every time I go through a breakup, every time I have a bad situation with a guy, I write a song about it. So thank you to all the men who have screwed me over because you're writing my hits. But yeah, no, I find I really started out with just me and my guitar, and I'm branching out more into like beats and like having like a solid message behind everything. Yeah, I think that answered your question.
No, yeah, you did perfect. So I guess to follow up on that, you know, with your style changing over the years, you gave me a little bit of an introduction to each of your different songs that we're going to be featuring today. And going back to the kind of singer-songwriter guitar vibe you were talking about, can you tell me a little bit about your original song, While You Wait?
Yeah, totally. Okay, so While You Wait is one of the first songs that I actually, like, as an adult, like, had written and completed and, like, felt pretty good about. I always had half-written songs. So my original While You Wait, it's definitely, yeah, just me and my guitar, super chill, low tempo, like chill vibe. And I wrote that song after I was in a relationship for 2 and a bit years and we broke up. And I wrote that song because, yeah, I just wanted to tell my story a little bit about what I was going through. And basically it was that my boyfriend at the time, right after our breakup, like he had pursued a mutual friend of ours. And so I wrote this song basically saying, like, don't have me here as a placeholder. Like, I'm not here for it. Like, I don't think so. I have better things to do. Just because like you're too scared to like end things, or you're too scared to like be with her. Like, don't just keep me around kind of thing. And so this song's really close to me. It definitely has a really personal experience attached to it. And yeah, I'm pretty proud of this one.
Just get me to apologize, even though you're the one with all the lies. Tell me one more time that you love me. Stages that I go through, like I love you and hate you. You're not a boiler, you're not. While you wait, tell me.
Hey, are you interested in radio? Passionate about gender issues? Want to be an active part of your community? Then join the wave and become part of CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective. We meet every Friday at 2 p.m. and we want your voice. We are all about empowering everyone and giving you the chance to speak your mind. No experience necessary. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, or email us at genderempowerment@citr.ca.
I guess kind of bringing it back to you as a student, how have you been involving your passion for music while attending UBC?
Okay. Oh, I love this question. Okay. So once I switched over to UBC, so I was actually going to a few different universities before. I had tried out Langara, was doing some business and marketing. And then I went to University of Fraser Valley, and I was just taking everything, like a whole mix of things. And I was like, I just want to do music. So then I went to UBC for music, and I got there and I was like, wow, this music is not it for me. And so I switched into psychology. And so then I was like, I really need to incorporate music into my daily life here. Like, school's tough. I think you guys can all relate to that. And so music's been a big outlet for me throughout university, sorry. And what I did was I actually joined, I know you guys are familiar with Blank Vinyl Project. We host like open mics and we host a lot of other musical events. And so what I did last like semester before COVID was a thing, I was at open mics every other week, because we'd have them every other Wednesday. And then we had the Build the Band. So I would go and do that. And I would just immerse myself with other musicians and into different genres and kind of get creative in ways that I wouldn't usually. So like going to different genre, is that even a word? Different genre-based events at Build the Bands and stuff like that. And so, yeah, I was doing that and I just did a lot of songwriting. Like, I just knew I needed to have music as a part of my daily life at university, or I just would not have survived. It's rough.
Cool. Yeah. I know that we've been to a couple of those open mic shows and they've been super fun. To anybody listening, once COVID is done ruining the university experience, I would wholeheartedly recommend checking out all the awesome stuff that BVP puts on.
We do host a lot of online events right now, so definitely just follow Blank Vinyl Project. We do open mic lives and we do other like events online. So if you're interested in sitting down and hearing some good music.
So I'm glad to hear that you're still able to incorporate your music and working as a musician while being a student. I'm sure that's no easy task, but it's super cool that you've put yourself up to it nonetheless. Do you have any like specific kind of goals post-graduation?
Oh, you're bringing on the heat, huh? Does anyone really know what they want to do after graduation? yeah, so actually, no, I do. I have put some thought into it. I don't plan on using my degree. My degree is a backup. Music is the goal for me. I'm working really hard at getting some music out there and really finding myself and like my artist like identity and the messages that I want to send to people. And so throughout university, that's what I've been working on. And after university, I hope to just go full force and pursue that full time. So hopefully the world allows that and I can get out and do gigs and stuff. But yeah, no, definitely pursuing music full time. I do right now teach voice and performance. So I do want to continue after I graduate teaching people how to sing and teaching people how to perform and some like songwriting and, you know, like just build people up. And that's kind of what my goal is. It's going to be a bit of a mix of things after I graduate, I think, but definitely pursuing music full time. The psychology degree is just to have as a backup.
Yeah, I think that's relatively common with people our age. I feel like a lot of people I meet have the idea in mind and then the degree is just kind of a good backup plan in case times are tough, money's tight. Plus, yeah. I mean, it's cool that you can really incorporate music as much or as little as you want, like you were saying now with doing your like vocal coaching and things. Like it's cool that you can do that on top of everything else.
Yeah, like I just feel like, yeah. I'm nothing without music. I know that sounds really dramatic, but there's nothing else that I want to do in life. And music has always been that thing that's always been right there with me. Like no matter what's going on in my life, no matter what the situation, like we're getting really deep here, but like music is my outlet in every aspect of my life. And so if I can do something with that for the rest of my life, whether that's teaching or that's me being a super famous recording artist, performer, which obviously would be the goal, then I'm happy. That's what I want.
Yeah, no, totally. That's so awesome. I guess my next question I have is about another one of the songs that you've brought on for us to listen to today. It's called Mid-October, and I was curious if you could tell me and everyone listening the story behind it.
Yes, this one's a really fun one. So I don't always write about depressing breakups. This actually, I think, might be the first one that I've written not about a depressing breakup. Second one. So, the song is called Mid-October. First, I would like to say that this wasn't a beat that I created. I wrote to it. It's called Confused, and it's produced by Pacific. So to access any of their beats and stuff, you can just Google Pacific, and you'll find their website and their YouTube. So this song here, I wrote about a guy who I met who shall not be named because we're not going to name drop today. But basically, this song was inspired by just like a really fun night that I had with him. So I recently had my 21st birthday. Which, I mean, it's a COVID birthday and it was pretty lame. And so basically what happened was he picked me up that night and we hung out and yeah, he bought me some alcohol. Cause I was like, what is this? Like, what are we doing? Like, this is such a lame night. Like, we're just gonna drive around in circles. Like, this is the worst 21st birthday ever. Like, I appreciate the company, but come on. And so he was like, are the liquor stores open? Like, let's go. So he bought me alcohol. I got a little bit tipsy and then he drove around and it was super chill and like just really great night. So this song was just written about that night and like, yeah, that's about it.
You asked to walk, I was getting home late. You picked me up, drove around and stayed. It was my 21st birthday. Didn't know what to take away from our conversation. Think I had a realization about what I had before you. It's mid-October, I'm still sober. Wondering if I love when I'm older. Maybe 21 is the time, cause I found you. It's mid-October, I'm still sober. Wondering if I love when I'm older. Maybe 21 is the time, cause I found you. But in your car feeling tension, eye contact shouldn't mention, cause I'm not really looking for anything. And even though bad boys have never been my type, I'm thinking that it's probably that's why I got the pimples in your cheeks. They're really getting to me. The way you were looking at me really had me fucking weak. I was trying to fight it before we get into deep. Mid-October, I'm still sober, wondering if I love when I'm older. Maybe 21 is the time, cause I found you. It's mid-October, I'm still sober, wondering if I love when I'm older. Maybe 21 is the time, cause I found you. Didn't know if you felt it too, but I'm kinda into you. I know we're just fucking around, but I fuck with you. Don't know if you felt it too, but I'm kinda into you. Yeah, I know we're just fucking around, but do you fuck with me too? It's mid-October, I'm still sober. It's mid-October, I'm still sober. It's mid-October, I'm still sober. Wondering if I love when I'm older. Maybe 21 is the time, cause I found you. It's mid-October, I'm still sober. Wondering if I love when I'm older. Maybe 21 is the time, cause I found you.
That was a really good song. I love the story behind it. So I just kind of have some like fun questions to ask now just to get to know you a little bit more. I mean, I feel like I know you pretty well, but all the lovely listeners out there, they want to know more about you. What's your favorite music memory?
My favorite music memory? Like, could this be a concert? Could this be a performance that I did? Like, just anything music related?
Literally anything. Whatever comes to mind.
Wow. Okay. Oh my goodness. Oh, wow. You really got me here. There's been so many great moments. I'm like, how do I dial this into one? Music is just, oh gosh, Olivia, what are you doing to me?
I hear so much of all this crazy cool stuff that you've done.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Like, so I go to LA every year-ish. I try to go every year to this camp, and it's called Vocalize U. And it's just a whole group of amazing musicians and producers and like everybody, like management, and they bring in people to mentor you and stuff. And I would honestly say like the first time that I went to the camp was the best experience I've ever had musically. Like I learned so much and I met so many like really important people in the industry and got to like pick their brains and like learn about the industry and learn about performance and learn about not just like the physical side of performance and like dancing on the stage, but the mental side of performance and working through things and relating to songs. And like I got so much knowledge and like gained so many amazing friendships around the world with different musicians from that first time that I went, and then every time after. But that first one I think was the real life-changing experience. Honestly, if you're a musician, I highly recommend looking into this camp. Definitely something everybody should experience. But I mean, yeah, that's a tough question, Olivia. I got so many like great other experiences also, but
the camp sounds like a good contender because I know that we've talked about this before off air, obviously. And yeah. It sounded like such a cool experience.
Yeah, honestly, man, like I can't put it into words. Like it's an intense situation and you learn so much about yourself as a musician and just as a person in general, and like the things that as a performer, because like with music and performance, like you're really putting yourself out there. Like as a singer, like it's not just like, I don't know, like you're there, you're front and center stage. And like, there's a lot of things that we, as people, like we set ourselves back because of like lack of confidence or yeah, like just things like that. And so working and learning about the mental side of performance, I honestly think was one of the best classes I'd ever taken, because it made you realize like just like we are the only people holding ourselves back. Like you're the only one that's telling yourself you can't do something. That was just a real eye opener for me, like hearing those words and having those experiences. Yeah, I just definitely 100% recommend going to that camp at least once in your life.
That's so awesome. I guess kind of in the same vein, I was curious if you have a favorite performance that you've done that like sticks out in your mind.
Yeah, I do. I definitely do. I sang, there's this song called Big White Room by Jessie J. And God, does that song hit home. It is an amazing song. If you have not heard that, please go listen to it. Unbelievable. But I performed that one. LA. And actually what happened was, so when you perform, everybody performs like nightly at a showcase kind of thing. And then at the end, there's one night that they select five artists or whatever to perform at the final night. And I got picked to perform at the final night, and singing that song was like, definitely, yeah, best performance. So fun. Probably the one I'm most proud of that I've ever done.
That's cool. That's really like kind of an amalgamation of all the stuff you learn at your camp. And then in your closing night, you totally blew it out of the park. I mean, I wasn't there, but I will assume that you blew it out of the park.
Yeah, okay. I appreciate the support.
And kind of like one of these last little questions, just to get to know you. You seem to be really big on that Jessie J song, but I was curious if you have a favorite song or a couple favorite songs that you enjoy performing the most.
Yes, I do. Yeba, I don't know if you guys listening are familiar with who she is, but Yeba, her song My Mind is one of my most favorite songs to perform. Every time I sing it, I swear to God, I go on to another planet. Like it's like when I finish singing that song, I honestly am like out of breath and I'm like so emotional. Like getting through that song is so hard for me without crying. Like it's so, so deep and impactful, and the way she sings it is unbelievable. And so that song, yeah, oh my God, I love it so much. Like I've covered it quite a few times. I just recently sang that one at Corners at like an, not open mic, it was like a gig. And same thing, I was like, wow, like every time I sing this, I just feel so great after. So definitely that one. And then yes, the Jessie J song. What else? I feel like those really are my two like go-to songs. If I'm trying to like do like a big song that gets me like super emotional, those are them.
Cool. Yeah. Having like an inspirational song, not just like for yourself, but to perform is so cool because I can only imagine how moving it would be. I'm going to be there next gig.
Yes, please. Oh my God. When we're allowed to have them. 100%.
I miss going to live shows. I miss concerts.
Yeah.
It's cool to hear that you have all these songs you really enjoy and these artists you really look up to. And you kind of are feeding into, again, my next question here. I was curious if you could open a show for any artist, who would it be?
I would want to open for Jessie J.
She's so beautiful.
She's unbelievable. Like, absolutely unbelievable. There's one performance of hers that's online of that song that I was talking about. Or sorry, not that song. It was Who You Are. She sings that song also, and she did a live performance of that. And every time I need to like ground myself or like get into like character, not character, but like get into a song or like get emotional, I always watch her video, like her live performance. She's phenomenal. And like, it would be such a privilege to open for her. Oh my God. Like, let's manifest it.
Everybody, think about it. Think about it.
Take a moment and manifest that for me.
I know that you're a big Jessie J fan. We've made this pretty clear. But I also know that you were a Justin Bieber fan going way back and that you are covering one of his songs today for us.
So Justin Bieber, that man. Okay. I've always been such a fan. Like, I was that person at the beginning that was like, you know, when it was like the Justin Bieber against One Direction, and I like really didn't pick a side. I was just like, I don't like either. And then Justin really grew on me, and I started to see like his talent. And like, I went to his concert in 2011. I don't know which tour that was. And I remember him coming on stage and I just cried. Like, he was singing and I was like, this is so emotional. This is what I want to do. I look up to you. Like, I want to be you. Yeah. So I don't know. I'm just like a really, really big fan of his, and I respect, like, he's a Canadian artist. I respect that. Like, that's cool. Like, I'm a Canadian artist, maybe I can do it too. But yeah, so I thought I would just include a cover of his song here just for fun. And
which song are you going to be showing us today?
Right, I am going to be singing One Time, the acoustic. I'm gonna play some guitar for you.
When I met you, boy, my heart went knock knock. Now the butterflies in my stomach won't stop. Even though it's a struggle, love is all we got. We gon' keep climbing to the mountaintop. Cause your world is my world. In my fight, it's your fight. In my breath, it's your breath. Your heart, yeah, you're my one guy. Be your number one. Time for you, I'ma tell you one time. Boy, I love, boy, I love you. Boy, I love, boy, I love you. Yeah, I'ma be your one girl, be my number one boy. Always making time for you, I'ma tell you one time. Boy, I love, boy, I love you. Boy, I love, boy, I love you. You look so deep, you know that it humbles me. You're by my side, in troubles they gon' trouble me. Many have called, but the chosen is you. Whatever you want, shawty, I'll give it to you. Your world is my world, in my fight, it's your fight. In my breath, it's your breath, your heart. Time for you, I'ma tell you one time. Boy, I love, boy, I love, boy, I love, boy.
Ah, nature. Sustainability is so important to preserving this for the future. If only there was a place I could learn more about it, contribute to environmentally conscious projects, and develop my leadership skills with like-minded people.
Oh wait, there is! Come and join UBC's Sustainability Ambassadors Program, open to all undergraduate and graduate students at UBC. Contribute your time and gain valuable work experience in sustainability. Apply online at sustain.ubc.ca/ambassadors before February 10th.
You have such a nice voice, Jaden.
Oh my gosh, you're too kind. Thank you.
It's like my favorite thing is when I see that you've added like a new cover or a new post on Instagram. You're like silk. It's perfect.
Oh my gosh, you're so sweet. Thank you.
What's your favorite part about being a musician? And I guess to counter that, do you have like a least favorite thing about being a musician?
Okay, so favorite part about being a musician, I just love that I can make people like feel things. Like I like that I can write a song that somebody can totally relate to and either sit and cry to or just get like super hyped to or just somehow relate to it. Like I feel like we all have stories and things that we deal with. And if I can write a song that somebody can listen to and like feel, like it doesn't have to be like a depressing song. Like even like when we all had like a really good time one night or something, and then like I write a song that people can relate that night to, like that's so big for me. Like I just like that music has so much emotional power. So that's honestly, that's my favorite part about being a musician, is being able to just like impact people in whichever way to them. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah, no, that makes total sense.
Yeah, I think that that's a really great way to connect with people. And so I love that. Least favorite part about being a musician. Honestly, I gotta say being a female musician is a bit of a struggle. Like when you're looking for producers to work with or other artists that may be males, it is really hard to know what their like intentions are. I've had a lot of situations where people message me because of my talent, but then have other intentions. Like, I don't know, it's just really hard because I can't just like walk into a studio as a young girl on my own with like all these men, you know, like you kind of have to be careful. And I feel that as a man, like they kind of have an upper hand in the industry where they can just go to a studio if they want to, like they can protect themselves. They don't have to be worried about whether they're going to get approached in an inappropriate way or all of those things. And so I do find it a little bit hard being a woman in the industry. Definitely too, like men in my experience have a harder time communicating with me because I'm a female musician. Like they don't want to step on my toes or something. And I just, if there's one ask that I have, it's definitely like, just treat me as a musician. Don't treat me as a female. Like treat me as a talented artist that's walking into your studio or a talented artist that wants to work on music with you, you know? I think that all made sense.
No, that totally makes sense. It's like, you can't just be a musician. You have this added level of being a female musician. Like, you kind of have to double prove yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, not to make it sound like, I mean, there's definitely an upper hand to being a woman musician also, right? Like, it's not all negative, but it definitely, it's a hard path to follow. Like, you have to be very careful. And when you do meet people that are supportive of you and do kind of get you, like, you need to hang on to those people. Like, those are, because it's hard. It's hard building new relationships and trying to find people that are just as good as the ones that you're already working with. Or, yeah, I just think we have to jump through more hoops than I feel men do in the industry for this simple reason of being a female and visibly being a female. Like,
That sounds tough, but I also know that you're an absolute powerhouse of a woman, so.
Oh my gosh, I love you.
So you kind of jumped the gun on my next question, so I'm going to alter this a little bit. So obviously, you know, female empowerment, feminism, it seems like something you're really passionate about, a meaning behind your music or an element of you yourself as a musician. So do you want to tell me a little bit about that, about these themes that you've incorporated? Because I know you were saying that definitely has bled into your music a little bit.
Well, what I do, let's just paint a picture. So we hear men rapping all the time about all these things that they're going to do to women and that they do to women, and it's dirty and it's all of those things. And we love their music. Like it's good music, right? So I kind of thought, you know, instead of us, I don't want to say victimized because that sounds so horrible. That's not even the word that I'm looking for. But instead of us as women being like, I don't even know how to put this in a non-controversial way, but like being like targeted in a sexual way through music.
Like objectified, kind of?
Yeah, like kind of being objectified. Yeah, exactly. That's a good word. Like being objectified by men in their music. I thought like, this might be super messed up, but it's like kind of like, let's take the power back. You know, like, why don't I write a song that kind of like, not objectifies a man, because obviously that's not what I'm trying to do, but like objectify myself in my music in a way that then I'm taking the power back. You know, like you're singing about all these nasty, naughty things. Well, if you're going to sing about it, I might as well take the power back and sing about it too, instead of being like, oh, I'm being objectified, like, let me just do this and, like, instead take it and use it as, like, a power source for myself. I think, did that make sense, like, how I just explained that?
Yeah.
That's kind of the best way I can put it without getting all controversial and, like, irritated with men or their music.
Yeah, sexuality can be a hot topic in music. It's cool to hear that you're really taking back your sexual empowerment as a woman in your songs, you know, flipping the coin on it, or flipping men on their head about what they always like to sing about. So I know that you have a song called Naughty that kind of ties into these feminist ideas, the female empowerment. So would you be willing to tell me and everyone listening a little bit about it?
Yes, 100%. Okay, this song was changing for me. First, I do have to say here, I did find this beat online that I have written to. So I have to give credit here to production by Ricci. That is his @. So if you want to look up their music. But yes, this is another original of mine that I wrote, and it is called Naughty. And I wrote this intentionally to get myself out of my comfort zone. So I went from writing about heartbreak and all this, like, woe is me, like, I'm so sad, life sucks, like, which people love and I love. But I was like, you know what, let me try something new after hearing, like, all these other songs where I'm talking about, like, men talking about women and all of those things. So I was like, you know what, let me try this. So I wrote this song, and it may come across as, like, sexual or inappropriate to listeners, but, like, to explain the process, basically, I found, like I said, writing in this way very empowering as a woman. Like, when I hear this song and I hear the words that I'm saying, I'm taking this power back and, like, listen to what I want to do, or listen to what I want to sing about, or the situation that I've created, you know? I just, like I said, I don't feel like women, we get enough opportunity to take control of our bodies or how they're viewed or talked about by men, because we can't stop people from speaking the way that they want to speak. So why don't we just take it into our own control instead of trying to change other people? And so, yeah.
But don't you get it twisted, I'm not bending over backwards for you or anything. I'm just thinking about it, thinking about you, thinking about all of the things that we could do. So let's get naughty like you taught me, flip me over, yeah, unlock me. This ain't like me, but I like you, and I'm trying to fuck with someone new. Always been more the romantic type, so when you look me in my eyes, you caught me by surprise. The love you had to give wasn't just a dick to give. Still wanna get naughty like you taught me, flip me over, yeah, unlock me. This ain't like me, but I like you, and I'm tryna fuck with someone new. Questions, just go with it. I'm tired of talking about the shit. Just show me how it is. Gonna start calling me Mrs. Catch a vibe with me, ayy. Just taste and try with me, baby. Still wanna get naughty like you taught me. Flip me over, yeah, I like me. This ain't like me, but I like you, and I'm trying to fuck with someone new.
Clear in your songwriting and performance that there is a certain empowerment you're conveying unto yourself as an artist and as a woman. I guess broader and kind of flipping it over again, what kind of message do you want to convey to your listeners when they listen to your music?
Yeah, so I mean, similar to what we were talking about, like, I really, for the men listening to my music, I mean, like, I hope that, like, not even just men, like, I hope that men and women, like, listening to my music, they just enjoy it. And, like, whether you're listening to the lyrics, you're listening to the beat, like, I just hope that it's, like, an experience for you. However, like, my overall hope is that I can express, I mean, meaningful situations that are relatable for people. And then bringing it back to like kind of that feminism type vibe is definitely like in some of my songs, I want women to hear them and be like, okay, yes, like she's right. Like, let's take control. Like, let's have some confidence and some empowerment and feel good about ourselves when they like, I want them to feel that way when they hear my music. And so whether I'm writing a breakup song, like I want you to, when they hear that, like it's something that they can really relate to and grow from, or just feel their emotions through. Like I'm big on also like mental health and people like really working through the things that they need to work through. So if I'm writing a song that is about a breakup and something that I went through that was really tough, like I hope that overall people can just relate to the music that I'm putting out there. That's it.
No, that's awesome. I feel like as an artist, that is a super good mindset to have, you know, like it's meaningful basically to be listening to your music and to work through whatever we got to work through. It's kind of like you're right there helping us through it.
Yeah, you know what? Like, I've always been that person that's like, I'm like the one that everybody goes to for advice. And like, I'm here for you. And like, whether you're a stranger or you're my best friend, like, I'm here for you. And I want my music to also convey that. And obviously, like, also a fun way. Like,
during this interview, we've covered the bases of what you normally like to sing. Do you have kind of like a timeline? Like, do you find that your themes and elements in your songwriting and lyricism have changed?
Yeah, so definitely. I feel that obviously as you get older, like you have different like life situations, different things to write about. Yeah, like only recently did I get into, after having like experiences where I felt like I was being treated differently because I'm a woman, did I start writing more women empowerment type songs. And so I guess I wouldn't say a specific timeline, but in the sense of writing about different things, it was all based on different experiences that I've had over the years of me like getting older. So like when I was say 17 and like in a like loving, awesome, what I thought was an awesome relationship, like obviously I'm like writing happy songs. And it's like all that good stuff. And then when I fell out of that relationship, I started writing like a lot of breakup songs, like a lot of sad things, like working through my emotions. And then again, got in another relationship and was like, wow, like this guy's great. Like, let me write about great things about him. And like, so I just feel like I go on like this, like, it's like a constant wave of like life. And I just write about each situation that I'm experiencing at that time. So I don't know, it's hard. Like I did go from more of like a guitar and myself, which I still pick up my guitar and sing by myself. Like I love those types of songs too, but I'm really enjoying like the R&B pop like beat type music now, like her vibes or Kehlani vibes. I'm really enjoying stuff like that, and that's because I've met like this great group of producers and that I've been working with a lot lately. And just to give them a shout out, Sound Cartel Studio, it's in Vancouver. So they're two brothers and they produce and mix, and they're starting out and they're really great and like just great people to be around. And so I've started writing new ways because of the people that I've met. So I don't know how to answer that without, like, it's not a specific timeline, but it's just like the wave of life. Every experience that I have, I've started to try different genres or different styles of writing or different topics of writing. So, sorry, that wasn't really a specific answer, but...
No, that makes sense. I mean, it just really sounds like your music is your life. Like, you can kind of pinpoint back each and every song to a specific point in time, which is really cool. And yeah, like working through your emotions, that makes total sense. I feel like every person, especially when you're younger and in your teen years, like formative life experience, like your first heartbreak and your first love. I mean, I know just personally and for pretty much everyone I know, music is a huge shoulder for big life events like that.
Yeah, and like that, yeah. I mean, I know it's like maybe not necessarily that way for everybody. Like a lot of people just genuinely enjoy music and are like, let me just make beats or let me do things like that. And that's awesome. And that's like a creative outlet for them. For me, music is both like a creative and musical and emotional outlet. Like I use music as my therapy, and I always have. Like when I was going through really tough times, like with anxiety and depression and stuff when I was younger, like music is like the thing that got me through, you know? And I have songs for that, or I have songs that I listen to that remind me of that and take me back. And I just want my music to have that effect on people, not people that are depressed and anxious. Like I don't want you guys to ever feel that way, no. But like I hope that when people hear my music, they can think back and be like, oh, I remember this. Like I listened to this when I was out on that date with that guy, or when I was part with my friend, or when that guy picked me up and drove me around on my birthday, or you know.
No, yeah, that's so cool. I know that you were saying that a lot of your songs, I mean, it's what we've just been talking about, right? Like songs kind of correlating to specific times in your life. And I know that you have a song called Him, and it's about a past relationship. And I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about that before we give it a listen.
Yeah. Okay. So this original, yes, is called Him. And for context, I wrote this song when I met my most previous boyfriend. I just got out of a relationship a couple of months ago. And I wrote it about what I thought I was learning and receiving from him, and related it to what I wasn't receiving or experiencing in my relationship before him. And so in this song, I just really brought light to like the things that that boyfriend at the time, my recent ex, was bringing into my life. And like, obviously, like, it's no longer relevant now that I'm not with him. But like all of those things that I was singing about, I don't know, I just hope that one day it'll actually relate to an actual man that wants to stick around. I'm a hopeless romantic. I hope that somebody will show me all the love in the world. But so this song, I mean, it's kind of irrelevant to my life now, but that at that time, like, I was writing about this guy who I thought was showing me all the love in the world, and I just felt so safe with him, and I felt so much warmth and comfort around him that I didn't feel in the relationship before him. And so that's kind of what the song is about. But yeah, and then we broke up, so so enjoy this song.
I was still hurting, still wondering what to do, and I had all these feelings, couldn't understand why they were coming through, 'cause I thought I'd left you in my past, didn't wanna bring that shit.
So awesome chatting with you today and listening to all these really amazing covers, originals mostly, and a singular cover that you have brought for us. So before we wrap up, I just had a couple more kind of quick questions, specifically kind of just like about you as an artist and for all the listeners curious and now obviously enamored by your music. Do you have any new music coming out soon?
I do. Okay, so that studio that I was talking about, Sound Cartel, one of the producers and I, so what actually happened is the song's called Wired. It should be released in the next month or so. And basically that song was just written like a whole freestyle. Like I just hopped in the booth and I was like, just play the beat. Like, let's just see what I can come up with. And we decided to just keep it as a freestyle because it came out so fire. Like it was just so good. And so that one will be coming out soon. And then I also, with his brother, worked on another song, and it doesn't have a name yet. None of those things, but that one is definitely going to be on Route 2. And I'm really excited about that. It's about basically just getting ghosted. Being in a situation with somebody or a person that you've been seeing and they just kind of fall off the face of the earth. And that's what that song's about. And so I'm really excited about both of these. It's a great start. And oh, I do have another one actually, but that one's very much in the works. So there will be stuff. There will be things coming out in the next couple of months for sure.
That's awesome that you've got so much new, exciting material. I wish we could listen to it today, but, you know, obviously still in the works. For anybody who wants to find your music, you know, moving forward from here, where can people find you and your work online? Any specific socials?
Yes. So Instagram is my main social right now. I am just, you know, getting on my feet as like an artist and figuring out what I want my name and all those things to be. But right now it is just Jaden Kalaney on Instagram. So that's JayDenKaleny. So you can follow me on Instagram. I post a lot of music there and a lot of time in the studio, like things that I'm working on. I'll post little snippets on there. Snapchat is actually a big one. I have a lot of like little snippets and covers on there. And that is at Jay Kalaney. So JayKaleny. And then TikTok. I use TikTok to post all my music, all like little originals that I'm working on that may not be completed. It is JAY and then Kalaney again. So KELENY. And so you can see all my stuff on there.
Awesome. So there's so many ways for everybody to reach out and connect. And
yes, please do.
Yeah, get involved, everybody. It's so important to support local and kind of, I don't want to say up and coming because you already just sound so established, but just support people.
And honestly, too, like if you have questions or you want to work on music with me or things like that, like I am always open for conversation. So please message me, like, let's be friends. Let's hang out. COVID's a thing, but you know what I mean? We can do Zoom hangouts and talk about music and just have a good time.
Well, Jaden, it's been so nice chatting with you. And thank you so much for coming on and answering my plethora of questions and showing us all this beautiful music today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been so much fun. I love talking about this stuff. And yeah, I really appreciate it.
Awesome. All right. I hope you've enjoyed this hour of 24 hours of student power and that you continue to listen to all the amazing content that everyone else at CITR has been involved with leading up to this day. So thank you and have a good one.
Feeling lost in the lonely, meaningless cyberweb? Looking to connect with other users? Then plug in to a CITR collective. Meet users who are compatible with your interests and passions. CITR's mainframe offers 9 unique collectives: news, arts, accessibility, sports, persons of color, indigenous, gender empowerment, LGBTQ2SIA+, and music affairs. CITR collectives are where you can make great radio, great friends, and avoid the abject loneliness of life in the cyber void.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
nothing's guaranteed in a lonely, lonely world. Crave intimacy in a lonely, lonely world. Everything's a routine in a lonely, lonely world. You're the one.
You are listening to CITR.